Welcome to A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for listening to us again. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so.
Yeah, a lot of news.
Yeah, a lot of news. Really, this week there's just been so many things that we've been, you know, reading about and we want to talk about. So, we are going to talk about some TV shows, New Girl and Downton Abbey, and we're caught up on Nashville now, so we're going to talk about, even though it was a new episode this week, we're going to talk about last week's episode, just because it was really good, so.
Right.
A lot of happening there. So.
And I'm also going to talk about Looking, the new HBO show starring Jonathan Groff. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about who we think is ignoring reality this week. Pretty funny one. And then what we're obsessed with.
Yeah, so, you know, thanks for listening. Just stay tuned for all that stuff. So we're going to start with New Girl. New episode this week. One of the only shows that we watched that was actually new this week.
Those damn Olympics,
exactly. So hiatus, as I hate it. But anyway, New Girl, we got to meet Jess's sister, who was Linda Cardellini. She was fantastic, I thought.
She was
really good. She's much different than Jess, obviously. She's a bit of a train wreck. And so the whole episode, she's trying to, like, not have her sister meet Nick because she was afraid of Nick, you know, thinking less of her, I guess, because her sister's a little out of control. So it was a good little episode. I really enjoyed it.
Well, and what was also nice is you got to see Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, I love her as their mom. She's so good, and I think it's a perfect choice for their mom. And yeah, I wish they would bring her back some more because she's really good as their mom. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think her character Abby Day, Linda's character, I really surprised me. I really did like her. I think she brought a much needed energy and comedy.
Yes, comedy. Yes.
It's a new girl.
Absolutely. And it's a new, like, new storyline, new character, which is, you know.
They're not focusing on Nick and Jess.
Exactly. So it was a nice departure from the normal stuff that happens on New Girl, you know. So.
And then John Lovitz.
Yeah, which was surprising. Yeah, you know, and he's always funny. So that was a fun little, you know, his whole storyline with Schmidt trying to date this girl and whatnot. And
a nice Jewish girl.
Yes, nice Jewish girl. You know, and Nick being his wingman, and you know, Schmidt being like, "You haven't been my wingman since you guys started dating and Jess." And so it was a nice bro moment, I guess. You know, we don't see that often anymore. So yeah, it was enjoyable.
Well, and then we got to see Winston and. Coach CC. His girlfriend's awesome.
Awesome. It's really funny because she's so, like, crazy and weird.
Right.
And,
but perfect for Winston.
Yes, and it's really funny to see them try to interact with her and, you know, and then awkward soup dinner.
Very cream-based. That's what.
Yes, very cream-based.
All of them are cream-based.
That's right. All cream-based.
I did like that they did finally address the CC Winston. They made out however many episodes ago, and then that was about it. And now they addressed
Coach,
it.
Yeah,
and Coach.
Yeah.
And I like how they kind of wrapped it up.
Yeah. You know, so there's none of that anymore. So I think they're going to move past that, and, you know, they're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I never really was sold on the idea of those two together anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know, I'm kind of glad they put that to bed.
Right.
So to say.
No, so to say. They actually didn't.
They actually didn't. They almost
I don't know. I kind of felt like I kind of like the Coach and CC pairing better than I like the Schmidt and CC pairing.
Really? I don't know. I really kind of liked CC and Schmidt together, and I'm not really sure why, but I do. I think I would much rather she be with Schmidt than Coach.
Yeah. I guess always when I see Coach, I still go
Let's
back
go to Brad.
Brad on Happy Endings.
Absolutely.
And I was just like, wait a minute. Is he cheating on Jane? Like, that's a, you know, kind of...
I know.
I miss his character, because I think his character on Happy Endings would be a perfect fit with CC.
Yes, absolutely.
But Coach is just...
Yeah, Coach is, you know, he's more of a guy, you know, than I guess Brad was. He's not as fun as Brad, I would say, was. But still good, but yeah, different. Definitely, yes, and that's all I can think about when I see him, too, when I see it's Brad. Yeah.
Oh, Happy Endings, how you left a mark.
We're gonna talk about Happy Endings every podcast, just to let
you
know.
Yeah. So, and if you haven't watched Happy Endings, you can watch it every Wednesday on VH1, two episodes back-to-back.
Yeah, no, sometimes I do four. Yeah, sometimes I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes four. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Because you still record them.
Oh, yeah, I still record them.
I still have them all on iTunes.
I watched two episodes this morning. That's why. Fresh in my mind.
Well, nice. Also fresh in our mind, Downton Abbey. You actually just
watched it this morning right before I came over here, so.
All right, so what's your take on it? the last episode, which...
There was a lot happening in this episode. I mean, spoiler alert, Edith is pregnant with a bastard child.
Scandalous.
So I sort of figured that's what happened, because that last episode, you know, she got that note and she seemed really upset before this episode, you know, and I sort of figured that's what was happening. You know, so now she can't get a hold, you know, of this her.
Right, where?
He's in Germany, because he's still married to his wife who's in a coma or something, so he's going to Germany to become a resident, because in Germany you can divorce somebody who is in a coma, but I guess in England you can't.
So that's
why he's going there to move there, become a resident, so he can divorce his wife and marry Edith. But she hasn't heard from him in weeks, so she's really concerned.
And he doesn't know that she's pregnant.
No, he doesn't know, and so... You know, so she's concerned about that, and poor Edith can never catch a break.
Poor Edith.
You know, and then this episode, she talks to her aunt, you know, tells her what's happening. They go to try to get an abortion. She changes her mind. So now she's going to keep the baby, and now it's kind of, you know, what is she going to do from here on out? Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. But again, poor Edith.
I know. I do like that they've given her... something to do outside of the house. Something.
Yes.
They're giving her, you know, a bigger storyline.
I'm glad they're doing that too, but it's just so sad for her, you know? So, that'll be interesting how that goes, you know? And then, Lord Grantham goes to America because his wife's, their uncle is having some trouble over in America, so he goes to help out with that.
Right.
Yeah, so...
We just found out there were only two episodes of Down left for the season, so that must make sense, because I remember reading that Shirley MacLaine was going to reprise her role at the end of the season.
So maybe in the next episode, probably in America, some parts of it, so there's that.
And Mary now knows about what happened.
Yes, with Bates and Anna, yes, which is nice. I'm kind of glad that that Mary knows, you know, more people are learning, so they kind of understand what's happening there.
Well,
so
more... Key people.
Key people, exactly. You know, and so she convinced her dad that, you know, Bates should stay here and not go to America with him. So that's nice. But, you know, and then, you know, at the end of the episode, Gilling, shows up, you know.
Back up.
I know.
Like,
And then in that very last scene, like, they're having dinner, and I think Bates figures out that it was him, because he says something like, you know, during that performance, I came downstairs to get some quiet, and so...
And he knows. That that's when it happened.
Yep, exactly. So...
And I thought it was also interesting that we didn't see Bates, Anna, or anyone, included in that little storyline in the preview.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's smart on the producer's parts not to put put anything like
so
that.
So I think that's
any idea. It's gonna explode.
Oh, it's definitely gonna explode. I think something's really gonna bad is gonna happen, and it should. You know, he's gotta get his revenge on him. So yeah, that's gonna be interesting. And I really like that scene too where Mrs. Hughes like cornered him and was like, "You're piece of trash. We know what you did." But that was really good. I really like Mrs. Hughes. She's really
Well, what'll be interesting is when Mary finds out who it was and how close she is with his master or whatever.
Yes.
So
absolutely. Speaking of Lady Mary, I enjoyed the scene where they're, you know, they had to water the pigs and they're covered.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a really good.
Right. Showing how she's really down to earth.
Yes.
Well, you know,
she was actually having fun, and she laughed. I was like, you nearly never see her laugh.
And that's definitely the first time we've seen her this season since his death.
Yes,
Matthew's
absolutely.
Death.
And, you know, and that guy, I don't know his name. Can't remember his name, but this guy who's in town, you know, doing this paper or report on their, you know, their estate, you know, I really liked their chemistry and whatnot. So I don't know if he's going to be a potential love interest. I kind of feel like they're going in that direction, but I mean, it was a nice scene, and it's nice to see her come out of her shell a little bit and enjoy herself a little bit and really show that she's more than just some aristocrat's daughter, you know, like she really cares about what's happening and she's willing to do what she needs to. So I really enjoyed that. Yeah.
Well, and we've never really seen that side of Mary.
No, we never have.
Ever, even when she was with Matthew and all that. So, yeah, good episode. I can't believe there are only two episodes left.
I know. These, I don't know how these Brits do it. These short, Sherlock.
They do seasons. The same thing.
Yeah, you know.
Those episodes, I think, are like 90 minutes. So
yeah, that's true. These are good long episodes, but
I appreciate shows that have short seasons because it's like there are so many shows out there now.
Oh, I know
that. You can just get inundated and you can binge watch, but you know, there are so many out there that people should check out.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll talk about later, obviously.
I do want to quickly mention when Maggie Smith is sick and, you know, Lady Crawley's like there helping her. Mm-hmm. I really like their relationship as friends. I just think both those ladies together, they have a good chemistry. Yeah. And I just really enjoyed that too. That was very sweet that they, you know, they're just friends and they bicker and stuff, but they are.
They do bicker.
And they're some of the funniest moments is when those two bicker. And so it was just really sweet. I enjoyed that too. So it was a good episode.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Nashville's latest episode, which aired last week, called Too Far Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Aired, and I guess the next episode is on the 26th of February, after the Olympics.
After the Olympics, yes.
Let's see. I don't know where I want to start with this. I guess we saw Juliet kind of play house.
Yes.
With Avery.
Trying to avoid all the scandal around her. You know, and I didn't think I would like those two together, but I actually kind of do.
I think
they're working out. So I like Avery, and I think he's good for Julia. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you get to see this different side of Julia.
Mm-hmm.
When
she's just kind of a regular girl. Like, mm-hmm. she's not, you know, super country pop singer. So it was, I enjoy it. Another part of this episode was Avery, you know, helping out Deacon with his album at the Bluebird, and then Scarlett, you know, hopped up on speed again.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this episode, she wasn't in it a lot, but, you know, she was so, like, all over the place, and her friends were like, "Are you okay?" Because she was like, you know, she ran into
in a good mood. She
ran into Gunner and Zoe. Is that her name?
Yeah.
And you know, she was totally cool. Like, you know, in the past, she's been like pretty standoffish about that. And even seeing Avery and Julia together, she's like, "Oh, okay." So, you know, whatever. So she just acted like nothing, and that's because she's on, you know, pills, whatever. Right. But
which I like this Scarlett. It's going to sound bad to say. I like this Scarlett better than I like the old Scarlett.
Yeah, I know. Right. You know, she's a go-getter.
Well, hopefully she can find a happy medium.
Well, in the previews for the next episode, too, they show, you know, Liam making a move on her, and I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That was obvious.
Yeah, obvious. Yes.
And Layla, we didn't get to see too much of Layla, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I did kind of like her when she was like, Will got Brent fired, of course. And Layla's like, we need to talk to Marshall about it.
Yes.
Or not Marshall.
Jeff.
Jeff, yeah.
Jeff, yes, Jeff.
You know, and then she's like, oh, I'm off to wherever.
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to come back in bite him in the ass. I feel like that might. Mm-hmm. You know, like something's going to happen and someone's going to find out that they had, a relationship. Right. So I think that's probably going to come back into play. I don't think that's done yet. At least I don't think so. Somebody's going to out him, and I think it's probably Layla. I think it'll.
Eventually when she finds out.
Yeah.
I think she'll find out and then she's going to plant the seed with the gossip magazines like she did with Juliet.
She's
a
very vindictive little girl. One of the other big storylines we should talk about is, you know, Raina's dad got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Then Raina found out, you know, her sister was the star witness and refused to testify, and that's why he got out of jail. And then she found out, you know, her dad had a hand in their mom's death. And, you know, so she's pretty torn up about that, which, you know, I can understand. And she's mad at her sister for not telling her. And, you know, so it's kind of a troublesome time for that family.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the episode, you know.
Oh, right.
Lamar went into Teddy's office, you know.
And had a heart attack.
And Teddy did nothing to help him. Just stood there.
Well, there was only a few seconds, but
in the previews,
Lamar died.
Yeah, dead.
Yeah,
because they're at his funeral in the next episode. So, you know, I don't know, maybe he does get him help. We didn't see the whole episode, but I think Teddy had a role in that because he thinks that he is responsible for Peggy's death, mm-hmm. you know, and we don't know for certain if he is, but, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. So, yeah, a lot happened in that last episode.
What did you think of the song that the girls sang, Maddie and...
Oh, I love them so much. That's such a good... Mm-hmm. Those two little girls are so cute. And I saw them...
And they're sisters, right?
They're sisters in real life. And they're singers, and they do have albums and stuff. And I saw them in Nashville at the CMA Music Fest.
You did?
Yeah,
they sang
one night at the stadium, opened up, and they were so cute and so good. So it was a lot mm-hmm. of fun to see them. I really enjoyed it when they sing. And, you know, and Raina got to sing with them, too, this time around. So that was really sweet. So... Mm-hmm. I like seeing those two little girls sing together.
I did. Speaking of Raina singing, I really liked that music video that they were shooting.
Oh, I know, me too.
That was real good.
I actually enjoyed that, too.
Yeah.
Gosh, she's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love Connie Britton.
I know. And then they got Scarlett involved in it.
I know.
It looks good.
Like, it does look good.
I agree. It's only a matter of time before Juliet is signed.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's going to happen. It's got to.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it makes sense too. So I really hope it does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see. And, you know, we're getting down to the, you know, we're getting to towards the season premieres. We only have a couple months left.
Season finales.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. There's not many episodes left, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about The Walking Dead. We live tweeted it during our last podcast. We talked, we got our initial reaction. So did you change your opinions at all on Carl? He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. You know, and I was reading about him some more, and I was looking at his Twitter page, and yeah, I mean, I like him. He's a good little actor, and I do think I've changed my mind. I mean, I don't hate him like a lot of people do.
Right. Yeah, it was blowing up Twitter for Carl. But I think that's it. He, you know, that's the way they're writing the character. You at that point,
yeah.
You want it. You don't want to like him.
Yeah, because
he's acting like a child, which he is.
He is a child, exactly.
But he is definitely growing up quickly.
Yes.
But you know, all those things like, you know, him going out on his own, you know, trying to break. I thought the funny part that I went back and watched it again, him trying to break the door down.
Oh, I know.
Just bounced off of it.
And that was funny.
That was funny. It's like, but again, he was, you know, it's kind of life saying, hey, you think you're a man, you can break through that door. You're not
a man.
You're
not ready for this yet. Like, you need to hold on to your dad. You're just a kid. Like, it's got to be really hard to grow up in a zombie apocalypse. I understand, but it's. And granted, you are going to have to do a lot more stuff than kids your age, you know, used to.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's still a kid. So I like that they showed that in this episode, you know, that he's not just some punk kid. Like, he is a kid and he's struggling, and that's why he's mm-hmm. acting this way. So, yeah. I mean,
we saw the progression from kid to,
you
know, him turning into an adult mm-hmm. way before his time.
Mm-hmm.
Good episode. Michonne will obviously take over Lori's role as mother.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And
I think so. And I think they both
like
need that.
Yeah, they both need that because we don't know exactly what happened to Michonne's mm-hmm. Little boy. But I'm sure we're going to find out as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Only 7 episodes left.
I know.
We just made a decision that we will live tweet it. We'll do mm-hmm. a podcast right afterwards for the next episode, which is the 16th.
Yeah.
So please follow us on Twitter at @agalandagay.
Mm-hmm.
And on our Facebook page, we'll remind you again at the end.
Yeah.
Follow us, tweet at us. We would love to hear from you and love to hear your opinions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think The Walking Dead is universally a show a lot of people watch. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who do watch it who don't necessarily watch every show that we watch. So I think that's a lot of people watching. So please follow us, tweet mm-hmm. us. We'd love to hear from you. Anyway, you want to talk about... Looking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on its fourth episode now, fifth episode. It's on HBO, starring Jonathan Groff, Frankie Alvarez, and Murray Bartlett. It's about three gay friends who are trying to make it in San Francisco. I love Jonathan Groff's character. He's a little naive,
mm-hmm.
But he just seems like just like a normal guy trying to make it through. You know, he has some very awkward moments mm-hmm. with some guys that he is interested in or trying to date. But it's a really good show. You know, it's been, you know, called boring from a lot of critics. It moves slow.
As a gay man, do you kind of relate? I mean, is it more relatable?
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, many times when you see a gay character on a TV show, they're so flamboyant. They're so larger than life. And obviously, there are those out there.
We know some of those.
We do. We're not naming names. But that are just so such a character. Mm-hmm. Well, these are just, it seems like, just regular guys. I like it. Yeah. I can relate to it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I can't relate to living in San Francisco. But, you know, I can relate to their struggles. And I will say that Murray Bartlett, I think, is the hottest of the three. And I'm going to date myself because I remember him on Guiding Light. Way back in the day. So, yeah, he was Cyrus Foley. So
yeah, he's pretty hot. I'm looking at him right now. Yeah.
And the thing is, they kind of range in age from Jonathan Groff. I don't know. He has to be like around 30-ish, mid-30s. And then Frankie, I think, is a little bit older. And then Murray is even older. Yeah, so there's a good mix of these characters. And I think there's something that, you know, everyone can relate to, not just if you're, you know, if you're gay.
Yeah, and I've heard good things about it. And I do definitely try to, we'll check it out sometime. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have HBO, so...
You have HBO Go.
HBO Go, yes.
Scott Bakula was in the last two episodes. He is really, really good. And Doris, who plays Murray Bartlett's character Dom, she plays his roommate. Mm. And she's fantastic. She adds a really neat dynamic kind of in the midst of the three of them. And right now there's a storyline with Jonathan Groff's character, Patrick, and his boss, played by Russell Tovey, his name is Kevin in there, really, he's Brit, very, very hot.
I love the Brits.
Right. And so there's something there between them, but we'll kind of see where that goes, because Russell is in a relationship, and Patrick is not. There have been a few times where it's like, Patrick, you're so naive, like, that...
Yeah.
I don't think that... You're 28 years old. Yeah. You've lived in San Francisco long enough.
That he's still... Right. Yeah.
You kind of know...
You should know this by now. Yeah, gotcha.
It's not like you've been at home or in a relationship for however many years and you're just getting out and figuring out, you know, certain parts of...
Gotcha.
...of San Francisco and being a gay man. Mm-hmm. So, really good. You know, it gets compared to Girls and Sex in the City. I don't see it that much. I mean, just because maybe they're three really good friends, you know, and like you're gonna get compared because like when Friends went off the air, Happy Endings was compared to Friends, and absolutely. They actually made fun of themselves about, you know, oh, you're Rachel, you're Ross kind of thing. So I don't know. I definitely suggest giving it a shot. They're 30-minute episodes, really. Man, I don't even think they're 30 minutes long. Pretty close, but really good. And again, it is slow in the beginning, but you know, it picks up and I like to see where it's going, and I really hope it gets picked up for another season.
Oh, good. Good. Okay.
Well, I guess since we're kind of on the gay topic, I guess let's start the news.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you haven't heard, Ellen Page, who was in Juno, just came out as a lesbian, you know, so that's pretty big news, you know. I don't know if anyone's ever really... I never really thought about her sexuality before. You know, I never really questioned it. So, I mean, good for her. She really just says that, you know, she was kind of tired of lying, you know, by admission, as this quote says. Yeah. So, you know, good for her. She gave it during a speech.
HRC.
Yeah. For an event to promote the LGBT youth. So that's really nice. So, yeah. She says she hopes she can make a difference to help others have an easier time with that. So,
right.
So what do you think? I mean, what do you...
Well, I think it's great. Yeah. I really think that more actors need to come out. But again, there's a possibility you could get pigeonholed into a certain character. Or, I mean, she's played all different kinds of characters. Obviously, with men...
Yes, obviously.
Men, romantic interests. Hopefully that doesn't change. I mean, look at Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
He is a womanizer from How I Met Your Mother.
He's fantastic
on that show. He was Doogie Howser. Mm-hmm. You know, he's one of those actors that hasn't been pigeonholed. And I think it's just the way you approach it, and you have to pick the right parts.
Yeah, so I agree.
Hopefully she's going to pick, you know, the parts that hopefully, you know, she definitely wants, and she's not going to get kind of in a category where, well, you know, you need to play a lesbian now. But I think that she's played so many different roles, I don't think she should have a problem.
Yeah, I don't think she will either, absolutely. And, you know, she's going to be in the new X-Men movie, which I just realized, so that's interesting.
We don't know exactly how big of a role she's going to have in X-Men, because there was an article out that she was cut from a big scene because it was just getting too big. And there are so many characters in there. So we're not really sure how much screen time she's going to have, if maybe just a brief cameo. So I cannot wait for the new
X-Men. I can't either. After that last one, the one with the, you know, with the Michael Fassbender and all that was so good.
Lawrence.
Yes, it was so good. So I'm very excited for the next X-Men movie as well. So, good for Ellen Page, you know, for coming out. I'm glad. So,
yeah, it takes a lot, especially when you're in a position like that where you can't really hide too much.
Yes.
And, you know, she did it on her own terms, which I really, really appreciate.
Yes.
So it's been quite a week, not just in entertainment for gay rights.
Yeah, it really has been.
From lawsuits being filed in certain states to certain states coming out and saying, you know, these bans, same-sex marriage bans, are unconstitutional. We had Michael Sand,
the Mizzou player. Yeah, so that, you know, that's a big step too, especially in, you know, football.
Huge.
Yeah,
and we'll have to see what happens in May with the NFL draft and where he's actually going to end up. And a lot of people think, you know, he's going to, you know, I think he was supposed to go in the third or fourth round to see if he goes further and, you know, which team picks him up.
I really hope that's not like a deciding factor. You know, it absolutely shouldn't be, you know, and just makes me.
Well, and I love that Dallas sports anchor.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah. Where he was just basically like, so you can drag a woman down the stairs, you can beat her, you can do the drugs, you can do the prostitutes, but yet, you know, being gay is not okay.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
We accept the fact that these asshole athletes can do whatever they want. But yet, you come out of the closet to say you love another man or whatever, and then it's just like, oh, God, no. No.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
And it's a culture that's going to, the NFL culture is one that it needs to change. And
absolutely.
This could be what does it.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Me too.
We'll be watching that. So, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all.
Speaking of watching stuff, I know the one show that you watch every day. Is that it?
Every day. Every day. Every day. Yeah.
So, we have some supernatural news. So, I'll be quiet for about 20 minutes right now.
Okay, I don't have much to talk about, but Supernatural got picked up for a 10th season. Yay! 10th season.
Sweet.
So, I mean, 10 years, I'm so excited. I mean, I knew it was going to happen. There wasn't any doubt in my mind it wasn't going to happen, but, you know, so that'll be really exciting for Supernatural fans, you know, in 10 years. I mean, 10th season, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, a lot of shows do not make it that far, and the head of CW.
Especially on CW.
Yeah, exactly, on the CW. So, CW said, you know, like, you guys can keep making this show as long as you want to. You know, we'll always sign it. So, you know, we'll see how far it goes. I don't think it's going to go, you know, 20 seasons or anything, but I'm glad it's going for a 10th season. And,
well, and it's already getting a spinoff.
Yeah, it's got a spinoff, but that's going to start next year, you know, so that'll be interesting. I have high hopes for the spinoff because I love Supernatural so much, so I will definitely watch it. So it'll be interesting. And, you know, CW picked up a lot of other shows, Rain. I think a lot of people were really surprised that they re-signed Rain and Vampire Diaries, of course. They re-signed that one and, you know, several others.
But, of course, Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie is on the bubble,
on
which
the bubble.
I'm very... I don't ever talk about Heart of Dixie because, you know, you don't really
watch it.
But,
right.
But I love Heart of Dixie. And my sister and I really love that show. It's kind of one of our shows we watch besides Supernatural. And, so we'll see. I can see it getting chopped just because I don't think a lot of people watch it, but it's a fun little show. I enjoy it. So we'll see how that goes, you know.
Right. Well, and there are a lot of shows actually kind of on the bubble. Not so many on CBS. I was looking, Entertainment Weekly had an article about the survival predictions of your favorite shows. You know, obviously, again, many on CBS, they're pretty much in the clear for a new season. Hostages, not surprised. They think it's finished, which I, you know, the ratings were not great.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple people who tried to watch it and they're like, how can they keep going on with this for past season?
I haven't watched it and I really wanted to because I like Tony Colletti.
Dylan McDermott.
Yeah, and Dylan McDermott too, exactly. So. But I never did get around to watching it, so, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't really see that one lasting very long. I didn't know Mike and Molly was still on.
Well, it came back later this year.
Okay.
And so,
but yeah, that's that's getting renewed too. So, and all the NCISs, of course.
And on Fox, I mean, some surprises. Bones, you know, it was renewed. Glee renewed. We know that season 6 will be the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepy Hollow, The Simpsons, of course.
Simpsons always, you know.
Bob's Burgers. I've never even heard of that show.
It's on after Simpsons and stuff on Sunday. It's funny. It's not my, I don't love it, but it's funny. So, I mean, and it's pretty popular. So, especially with the younger people, I think.
No, I've watched Almost Human a few times. I really like the show, but EW believes that Fox is going to cancel it because, you know, the ratings aren't the greatest, and unfortunately it's a really expensive show to produce because of all the CGI and stuff. Dads,
ugh.
But
I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I can't see it getting renewed, but it might. I don't know, people, I don't know. Fox seems to love this show. They like they want to hold on to it, it looks like.
Even though, you know, the ratings aren't great and critics hate it.
Uh-huh.
But again, EW is saying they are hearing that it's going to be picked up. Brooklyn Nine-Nine-Nine.
Oh.
Nine-Nine will be picked up.
Oh, it's so funny. Do you watch it?
I've watched a few.
It's really
I do like it. It's just
funny.
One of those things that I haven't really just put on the DVR.
No, I getcha. And I didn't run to watch it at first, but I watch it religiously now, and it's really funny. And the following, I liked the first season. I really haven't watched the second season yet. It's on my DVR, but I enjoyed the first season. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That kind of wavers. I think a lot of people like it, but then a lot of people don't. So, we'll see how that goes.
But again, it's about serial killers.
Yeah, so...
How can you go past a couple seasons? Like,
well, this season I feel it's a little bit of a stretch because I haven't really watched a lot, but you know, in the last season, like the serial killer was killed, you know, but he might be coming back anyway. So.
Of course.
But it's an entertaining show, so we'll see. I don't see how it could last very long, but we'll see. And Mindy Project. I've heard that could get cut, you know.
I really like it. I think it's funnier than New Girl.
I do too. Absolutely.
New
Girl's safe.
But yeah, Mindy Project on the bubble.
On the bubble, which I'm very... Oh, God, I hope they don't cancel it. It's so good. It's so funny. We'll see.
And we talked last time, X Factor's canceled.
Yes, X Factor canceled.
Simon Cowell will be all right.
ABC. I think, let's see, Dancing with the Stars, of course, is coming back. I think that's like their bread and butter, Castle. That Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I watched the first few episodes. I liked it, but then it's like, there needs to be some kind of superhero or something in there.
I haven't watched it. It wasn't really my cup of tea, I don't think, so I don't know. The Goldbergs, I never even watched that show.
I've heard people really like it.
Really?
And Trophy Wife, the same. I have friends that love Trophy Wife.
Really?
I watched the first episode, I liked it. Again, it was just one of those... It's around Christmas, and I'm doing all this other stuff.
And
I think if
really
it gets renewed, then I'll probably go back and check it out. Middle, you know, it's good. Suburgatory, I like.
I haven't watched it. I catch the tail end of it sometimes before Modern Family, and it looks funny, but I haven't watched it yet, so I need to give it a chance. Super Fun Night's gone, I think.
It definitely should be. Obviously, Modern Family is going nowhere.
Yeah,
Scandal, I still have to watch the season, so
I know,
no spoilers.
I need to get up on that one.
Revenge, same thing.
Revenge is back, of course.
I
need to catch up on that, too. But I like Revenge, and I like Nashville's good, so.
And I love, have you watched Shark Tank?
No, I have not, but I know a lot of people who absolutely love Shark Tank.
It's so good. And Shark Tank's one of those things you can binge watch if you let a couple build up on your DVR. Then you can just, they're so, so good. Once Upon a Time, I love Once Upon a Time.
I mean, that's another one I need to get into. I just haven't gotten around to it. It's on my Netflix list. So.
It's so, so good.
I know.
So a lot of shows. I mean, NBC already got rid of Sean Saves the World, Michael J. Fox show. There's still a chance Community will get renewed. I hope it does.
I hope it does, too. I think it needs to.
It should be paired up with Parks and Rec.
I think it should be.
Revolution, I dropped that show at the end of last season.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Couldn't get into
Although, it. Although that Revolution does, it still makes them episodes in my hometown, which is really exciting.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
in Texas?
Seguin, Texas, yes.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why, but they did. They chose to film some scenes there. So that's exciting. So if I watched that show, I would watch it for that reason only. But
Blacklist was renewed.
Blacklist, of course. Parks and Rec, I'm glad that's coming back because it's one of my favorite shows. I love Parks and Rec. And then, you know, Michael J. Fox show, I think that's on the bubble too. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. And Parenthood, which I know so many people who love Parenthood.
Yeah,
I have not watched it yet, and I need to,
Well, and now there's the Friday Night Lights crossover
with, and I need to watch that too.
With Landry.
It's a web series. I'm excited for that. Hannibal got picked up again, so mm-hmm. I knew that's a pretty popular one. And Dracula, which was terrible. I watched one episode of Dracula, and no thank you. So.
Speaking of our favorite vampire show, True Blood, Alexander Skarsgård.
I can't wait till that comes back. You'll hear a lot about that.
Be here. And it's the final season of True Blood, so you'll definitely be hearing a lot.
Yes.
But your favorite vampire.
Oh, Alexander Skarsgård, Eric Northman.
Yes.
Oh, he's so hot. He's in the new adaptation of Tarzan, I guess. So.
Which he'll probably be wearing more clothes playing Tarzan.
I know that he does.
On
I know exactly. But you know, whatever. he doesn't have to be clothed at all. I would be okay with that. It's going to be a 3D movie. I don't think it's going to be very good, honestly.
No.
I don't have hopes for that one being any good. But because Eric Northam's in it, I will watch it. And I will love it. So we'll see. I think that comes out in 2016. So that'll be interesting. Samuel L. Jackson's in it too, which is
that's
such a weird pairing, right?
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Speaking of other movie news, Pitch Perfect. We've talked about this. It's back. Pitch Perfect 2 will come out next year. Elizabeth Banks is directing, and she'll still be starring in it. Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson, and now just announced Brittany Snow's
back.
Will be coming back. So again, this is just the beginning. I'm sure all of the Bellas will
be
back.
I'm sure they will. Yeah.
In one form or another.
I'm sure they will. Yeah.
Which is great. I can't wait. I was at the gym this morning, and I had my songs on random play, and one of the Pitch Perfect songs came
on.
So
excellent.
I'm like, yes, I can't wait for more mashups, more riff offs, and all that. So
that's all right.
Also, I want to just a little bit more movie news. There is word that Michael Keaton and Tim Burton are chatting about Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice 2. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't know how I feel about this. I love Beetlejuice, one of my favorite movies of all time. Michael Keaton's amazing as Beetlejuice, but, you know, it's been, 25 years. Like, I don't know what the sequel's going to be. I don't know.
Well, Winona Ryder had said a couple months ago that one of the original writers of Beetlejuice is cooking something up and giving them some ideas of where it might go.
I think if Michael Keaton's in it and Tim Burton's in it and if Winona Ryder comes into it, I think it's going to be good. I mean, because I do love Tim Burton, one of my favorite filmmakers. So, I mean, I have hopes for it, but I'm also a little torn. I don't know how it's going to be.
Right.
You know, like, cause I don't know. A lot of people our age know what Beetlejuice is, but I don't know if new audiences really know what Beetlejuice is.
But there are so many properties from the 80s and 90s that are making a return that a lot of people who are my age, maybe a little bit older, your age, they'll take their kids, or they'll
absolutely.
And that's the target audience. Mm-hmm. And I think Beetlejuice is a movie that you can, no matter what your age, even the younger kids would probably be into something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Hopefully, I mean, it's probably still years away, but I'm glad that they're talking. They're in the initial stages.
Yes.
I think it has a lot of potential.
Yes.
But again, don't make this movie if it's going to disappoint.
No.
Absolutely.
If it's going to be terrible, please don't make it.
Speaking of what, unfortunately, I think could be terrible, we were just talking about Melissa McCarthy debuted her new movie trailer this week called Tammy.
I love Melissa McCarthy, and I would see it for her because I enjoy her so much. But yes, the movie, it feels like more of the same than what she did with most of her movies, you know.
Right.
So we'll see. I don't know. You know, identity theft, Wasn't that great. I haven't seen...
I liked it.
I didn't love it.
Right.
I haven't seen The Heat yet, though. I need to see that.
What?
I know. I have not seen... Melissa McCartney and Sandra Bullock together.
Okay. And no,
you have
to watch that this weekend. It is so good. You like Bridesmaids, right?
Yes, I did
love
Bridesmaids.
Well, you will love...
Yeah, I know I love it. I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
Sandy Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Now, that would have been the trailer I'd want to see. Heat 2, but... Sandra Bullock doesn't usually go back for sequels. She learned her lesson with Speed.
She did Miss Congeniality,
well,
too.
True.
Which wasn't great.
Right.
But, you know, I think if you throw enough money at her, she probably would.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Well, that's it. Yeah. What do we got next? What are we doing next?
What do we have next? A little bit of Star Wars news.
I have
to throw this in. Mm-hmm. We do know that it will shoot. We don't know. They have still not confirmed who is going to be in the movie besides R2-D2. He is the only one that they have sent out any kind of the cast of characters. But again, there are so many rumors out there that pretty much confirmed rumors through Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford. They will be back. But the other piece of news that did get confirmed this week that they will shoot from May to September of this year. So, I mean, we should be hearing more about casting news at any time.
Yeah. That's exciting.
It is exciting. All right, let's jump into who we think is ignoring reality this week. Okay, this was almost a no-brainer.
Yeah.
If you've watched the Olympics, you've had to see Bob Costas. That guy...
Oh, poor Bob Costas.
Seriously, he was ignoring reality. Like, I've had pink eye before, I've had eye infections, and I'm on TV.
I know.
You don't go on TV. And then it spread from one eye to the next.
And that picture with both of his eyes, like, red and swollen, like...
Come on.
I get it. Bob Cosby's a trooper. You know, it's the Olympics. Like, he wants to be there. Mm-hmm. I completely get it. We've been there where you just pull through.
You have to, but you're the only host of the evening Olympics, you got to give it
up. You got to.
And he did finally, and I know it wasn't him, but I'm sure it was the head of NBC, like, hey, Bob... Matt Lauer's in for a couple nights. Meredith's
going to do it.
I love Meredith. I do love Meredith.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, it's fine. It's glad that he finally gave it up, realized, like, hey, I should maybe take a couple days off, let this infection clear up, come back and do it. So, no one's going to miss you, Bob. You know, get well.
Get well soon, right?
Get well soon.
Anyway. Okay, now we're going to go on to what we're obsessed with this week.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay, Kitty, I'm going to let you start because if I have to hear Supernatural one more time. So I think I know. Okay, so what are you obsessed with this week besides Supernatural?
The Food Network in general. Something I've been obsessed with for years now, and particularly the show Chopped. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's where it's like chefs and they have a basket of ingredients and they only have like 20 minutes to make stuff, and I just love it. Like, I'm not a chef by any means. Like, you know, I can cook some stuff, but I enjoy watching them come up with these really good dishes out of like crazy ingredients. Like, there's crazy ingredients in these things sometimes. And I also like it because you learn a lot about cooking and you learn about different ingredients and different cultures. And I kind of like that. So it's something I watch constantly. I DVR it. And sometimes I have marathons, and that's a great day when they do that. So
what all have you made?
mashed potatoes, scrambled eggs, grilled cheese.
I'm learning. Yeah, you are. All right. Okay, what I'm obsessed with this week, Orange is the New Black. I just finished season one.
Great show. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's one of those, you know, we watched The Walking Dead, and I talked about it in our last podcast how it's just like, so depressing. Mm-hmm. There's so many parts that are depressing. But Orange is the New Black, it's a good mix.
Yeah, it is a good mix, yeah.
There's comedy, there's drama.
Because you would think, you know, being in prison would suck a lot, and it does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they do a good job of having these light moments and these friendships and these touching moments, you know, where it's, you know, it sucks being in prison and, you know, you got to make the best of a horrible situation. So, yeah, I think it's a... it's a great show. Great show. Great ensemble cast. You know, great writing. So I'm excited for the return of that when it comes back.
So. And so many great characters. I think Red probably is my favorite character.
I love her, yeah. She's real, and I like that she's really cold on the outside, but then they do the flashbacks, you know, where how she used to be and kind of, you know, when she was with those pack of other Russian ladies and they wouldn't let her in. I really liked that too, so.
And I really liked how episode one ended.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone needed to get her ass beat,
mm-hmm.
and she got her ass beat. But I have a feeling that's how our main character, she's going to stay in prison a little bit longer because of that.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, just I like the politics of it, and of course, it's basically based on what happened to Piper.
Yeah, and she wrote a book about it, so I kind of want to read the book just to see what that's, you know, this is all based on that book, so
mm-hmm.
I'd be interested to see what they changed, what they kept, and that sort of thing. So.
And where they take the story, I mean, obviously she gets out eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
But good, so that's what I am obsessed with this week.
Awesome.
So now, again, we're going to be doing the Walking Dead live tweeting
every episode.
Till the end of the season.
So we only have a few left.
Yeah, seven episodes left.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, we definitely want to hear from you. Please comment either on our Facebook page, A Gal and a Gay. You can email us at agalandagay@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're on Twitter too, @agalandagay, Facebook, A Gal and a Gay. So please just tweet us, Facebook us, whatever.
And rate us in iTunes.
Yes, please. If you like us, rate us, leave some comments. We'd like to know what you think. So
yeah, and your comments obviously will show up here on our podcast.
Absolutely. If you comment, if you send us a tweet, we will definitely mention it. We love hearing that. So please go and rate us, tweet us, all that good stuff. So anyway, thanks for listening, y'all. We had a good time. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thanks.